You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Sustainability has always been close to Umberto DiMarco's heart. His father, Enrico, was one of the first people in the world to develop an eco-friendly synthetic leather, and he ended up founding Coronet Group, a global manufacturer of this material based in his native Italy. So when Umberto went looking for a pair of sustainable trainers 2 years ago and returned empty-handed, he spotted a gap in the market. Earlier this year, Umberto launched Yatai, an eco-friendly shoe brand named after a South American palm tree. This is his story.
Everything came out quite natural because my father was the inventor 51 years ago of synthetic leather. So it's actually my family business that put me in this direction. 3 years ago, I was looking with my brother for actually a cool pair of sustainable sneakers. And we looked everywhere through shops, online, but we didn't find nothing that really was in our taste. And from that very same moment, we decided to create the first Lux sustainable brand sneakers. It actually came out quite natural because in the family company, we have different sites around the world, some in Asia and two in Italy. And in Italy, in order to make our material be still competitive towards the Asian market, we had to reinvent synthetic leather. That's why trying to make it become not the cheap alternative of the real leather as it has always been, but more as the leather that looks at the future. That's why we like to call it future leather. It came out quite easy because we have clients like Stella McCartney that we supply since 7 years that always pushed us in this direction. So what happened is that 3 years ago I decided to take a project from Stella for an upper for shoes. And I decided to start from that and dedicate a team inside the Coronet, my family company, and try to bring it to the next level of sustainability. And in the meanwhile, I dedicated this team also to search worldwide the producer of the most high-ending and high-quality components for all the other components of the sneakers. And after 2.5 years of research, we came out with Yatai. All of the components of the shoes are actually produced in Italy. So not only the shoe is totally assembled and produced in Italy, but every single component of the shoe is produced from an Italian factory. Actually, Yatai is a name of a palm tree from South America, a name that I really liked how it sounds because there is this game of symmetry. You can read it left and right, both direction, and it's really easy to remember. If you notice the central T of Yatai, it reminds a palm tree. And it also recalls one of the things that distinguishes us from the other shoe brands, because we would like to be active not only with the product that we use, but also with being operatively active in our mission. And we, for this reason, we did a partnership with One Tree Planted, which is a non-profit company. And for each pair of shoe that we sell, we plant a tree in area of the world subject to deforestation. It's all linked to each other. Every single aspect of the shoe talks with the other one. Sustainability, I have to say, is something that grew up with me as time passed. With the time, as I was growing up, I started feeling it more and more. Actually, since I started the brand, I really feel it. I'm actually considering big changes on my daily life, like buying an electric car, and I already ordered a Tesla, and it's really involving me a lot on everything. It's surprising because when I started the project, I made an analysis of the market, and there are actually, at the time, there were like 11 brands of vegan sustainable shoes, but all of them were just shoes made out with synthetic leather, but really cheap one produced in China with all the technologies and not exactly eco-friendly. Made in China, both the materials and both the shoes, so they were all very cheap shoe and very not properly presented and with a design that was not sophisticated. My mission is to do the opposite. I mean, I think that we already achieved a great result with the product. My next mission now is to make sustainability become cool. I'm the first 100% sneaker brand that is trying to do that, but it's my mission and I will do anything to accomplish it. I used to work in the B2B, but I have a big passion for shoe brands, and I'm lucky enough to have many friends that work in the fashion business. So I've been lucky enough to find a designer that was coming out of a big brand, European, and was moving to another big American one. And so during those 3 months, I managed to catch him and have a partnership with him. It's called Lorenzo Pasetti. We designed basically the shoe together. I told him which were my line guides. I wanted something that was really minimal and sophisticated and elegant. A shoe that you can wear on a daily basis, but you can also wear it if you go to the office or underneath a suit, as now many people are doing also in America. It's not necessary to wear a proper dress shoe to go to the office. So my mission was to produce this kind of shoe, and also the colors I've decided to produce reflects these ideas, because we have an amazing total black and an amazing Gulfstream blue with both upper and sole of this color that you can easily wear combined with the dress, with the suit, and they match perfectly. Actually, since 2 months I'm wearing only Yatai during both day nights and nightlife, so I'm really happy about it. I would also like to keep most of my customers as direct ones, because I'm trying to create a strong brand identity, and I think that nowadays one of the key ways to keep it is to sell directly to your client, to keep a direct contact with your client in order to involve him in all the story that there is behind the brand. This is the way that you can for sure achieve your mission. If you pass through a store, it can for sure help you, giving you a high percept value of the shoe, but there is a risk that you lose a bit all the story that there is behind it. So I would say my goal would be put it in 5 very cool shops, but keep the most of my clients as a direct sales.
Thanks very much to Umberto DiMarco for coming in and sharing the story of Yatai. This show was produced by Daniel Bache and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.